Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, and having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life.
Hey, my friend, this is Liquidy from Travel Gluten Free Podcast, and I'm glad you can join me today. We are continuing with our Spring Into Health month of March, and today's guest, his name is Jacobs, and Richard has an amazing product that I wanted to talk about today. It's called the Good Nights Project, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So, Richard, welcome to Travel Gluten
Free. Okay.
Richard, welcome to the Travel Gluten Free Podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Liquidy. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, and I'm glad that we got back together. You could be on my podcast this time.
Yeah, it was really cool to talk to you, and I appreciate you having me on yours.
Yeah, for sure. And so since we're talking about health in March, we're because as you obviously, as you have a product, sleep is for health. And I have dealt with chronics. I'm finally get rid of them, which they're not complete. And I'm excited to try your and
cool.
And so there's a lot of benefits to getting good. So can you tell my friend who's like, if they're not getting good?
Yeah. I mean, well, there's obvious benefits and there's non-obvious ones. So the obvious ones are you feel better. You don't feel ornery and annoyed at everyone. And like you have a fog and tired and just blah. So the obvious stuff's the obvious stuff. You want to feel great. You know, I think everyone has a memory, hopefully a recent one, but for some people, not for many years. They woke up, they felt amazing. They just like had tons of energy. They had a clear head. They had a great day. So that's what, you know, the obvious effects are. The non-obvious effects are kind of crazy. There's been a lot of medical studies that link chronic undersleeping or poor sleep to diabetes and dementia and cancer. And I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So not sleeping well for a night or two, you know, no big deal. But doing this to yourself for years, in the thought like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead or some stupid thought like that. I mean, you're hurting yourself bad. You're hastening your death. You know, so if you say like, oh, I'm going to sleep when I'm dead, well, that's going to come true for you sooner than it otherwise would if you do that. So like sleep's super important. One last thing I'll say about it is, you know, as I think about it, there's a lot of people nowadays that are optimizing their health. They're, you know, they're going to the gym, they're eating right, they're doing all this stuff. But then when it comes to sleep, I hear nothing. And that's like a third of your existence. And it's a critical part. So if you spent your whole day eating right and doing everything perfect, but you didn't respect your sleep and work on that, like you're not going to get great results. It's just not possible because you're missing out on a huge component of your health.
So yeah, one of the things I heard about, is that you end up your metabolism and affects, it's definitely has a lot of it. And I try to get good, but my thing, same time every, so mine has been getting better.
Okay.
And so what are some things that, let's jump back a little bit. So how did you decide the Good Night Sleep Project? Like what was purpose?
Well, I've had sleep issues for a long time. For a while, I was one of those people that thought like, oh, when I get older, I'll worry about my health then, you know, stupid. And I was in a car accident about 3 years ago. I was running off the road at night, like on the highway and got a concussion, all this stuff. So I got an MRI or a CAT scan and, they found nodules in my thyroid. And I found out I had thyroid cancer, which luckily is, you know, if you could say such a thing, one of the best cancers you can get because it's very curable. So that woke me up to health. You know, I realized, hey, it's not a guarantee that I'll just live to 80 or 90 and, you know, drop dead magically, you know, in my sleep or something. It could happen now. So again, my whole thought process now is like, I better pay a lot more attention to my health. And I've always been overweight. And I was like really overweight when this happened. I still am, just less so. So that was like start of the process. So I started improving my diet, listening to podcasts, learning everything I could, especially about cancer and how to mitigate the effects, with diet and exercise, et cetera, and the traditional medical stuff too. And one thing that came to pass is that, my sleep wasn't very good and I was learning about sleep and reading books on it. And I tried a lot of things. I would take melatonin. I got blackout curtains because I tend to go to sleep late, wake up late. I got a better mattress. I tried various pillows. I got a humidifier so my, my throat wouldn't dry out. Tried a lot of different things. And I wake up one morning and I'm talking to my wife and I said, this pillow I'm using, it just sucks. It's getting flat and all that. And she said, let me try your pillow. I said, you've had like 10 pillows this year. What do you need my pillow for? And she's like, maybe it'll work better for me. I said, I don't know. I don't think so. I wish someone would actually invent a pillow that was custom to the person. If you have really wide shoulders or a round head or whatever it is, that's what needs to happen instead of this one size fits all garbage. And she said, why don't you go do something about it? I said, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. And that's how it started.
Oh, and so your pillow is made and it's going to, it's not like standard.
No, because that's not good enough. Like when it comes to sleep, just to give you a quick idea, it's not easy to fix, as you know. Mm-hmm. Like I've tried, 10 different things to help my sleep and each one will help a little bit, but I'm still questing for that magical, wake up and feel amazing every day sleep. And it's not easy to get. And when you're asleep, you're not conscious. But what I realized is when you wake up, just like a dream, you forget about sleep, within a few minutes. I've spoken to a lot of people and they'll be like, I sleep pretty well. And then, some of them I've given the pillow to test and they're like, oh yeah, I don't get neck pain anymore. Or this doesn't happen. Or I don't wake up during the night anymore. And I said, I thought you said you sleep well. They go, yeah, but I forgot. I didn't realize this or that or the other. And I've heard that 100+ times. And with my own sleep too, it took a lot of thinking, what's going on? Why am I not sleeping well? It's just not something you're literally conscious of. So it's not an easy fix.
Right. And it's one of those things that kind of sneaks up on you over time. You don't feel good a little bit as how chronic and different. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how good this.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I look at it like this way, everyone has 7 nights a week to sleep. So what's your score look like? Is every night horrible? You wake up every day? Or are you one of those people where, 2 nights a week, you won't sleep well, but the rest of them are pretty good. Or are you, 5 nights out of the week, you don't sleep well. And maybe on the weekends you sleep really long and then you're a bit better. What's your sleep like? But if you look at it in that, 0 to 7 score range, that might give you a better idea of, on a consistent basis, how are you sleeping? How good is it?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I actually know that that would probably be a better how well I, because I tried the sleep app. It doesn't even it'll say I'm sleeping, but it's tracking your movement. And if I'm awake, but I'm in bed, it app there. And I don't know if they have the, but again, if you're not moving, I'm guessing, but I haven't found an app for measurement. I get up in the, how do I end? Or did I some nights? And that's basically how I did it. But I've never thought to try it and kind of see patterns over time. And I found that way, was able to fix that. But that's a key how you well. And so what are some
I would do a quick thing is, you're helping me with an insight too. I would do a really simple sleep diary. And the number one thing I would start with is every day, just write down for a minute, how do you feel when you wake up? Do it within the first 5 minutes of you waking up. And even that'll give you insight. And then you can go deeper if you want, when did you go to sleep? When did you get up? How many times did you wake up at night, et cetera. But even if you just start and do again, for a month, wake up every day and how do you feel? I bet you'll get all kinds of insight.
Yeah. And a lot of those things before I have also tried. One of the things I trying to go to bed at this every night and getting up at the same time every you're tired, midnight, you definitely have time within a half. I noticed in finding out what are some things said about your that heads for them when one has said that their neck much better.
Yeah. The most common problem we hear is, I had neck, back, or shoulder pain, and now it's gone, and I didn't even realize it, or I realized it after the first few nights. So we'll hear, within the first few nights of someone using it, we'll hear good things like that, and then after a month of them using it, I've learned to follow up and ask them again, because now they'll tell me stuff like, I realize I'm not desperate for coffee in the morning, or, I had these headaches that would, I get every 3 or 4 days, and now I don't anymore, that kind of stuff. So there's primary early effects, and then there's secondary stuff that comes later, which is really cool. So of the main things, again, neck, back, shoulder pain is getting less. A lot of people sleep with a snorer, you know, and I snore myself. So we actually, we got an app called Snore Lab. You know, it's not my app, but it's out there. And we recorded a bunch of people before they used this pillow and then after. And the cool thing is, like, their snoring decreased in volume about 30%, and it got smoother. It wasn't as rough sounding. And then with customers, they're saying, like, yeah, I don't hear so-and-so snore anymore, or so-and-so still snores, but it's not nearly as bad as before, which is really cool. Sometimes the person that snores feels better. Sometimes they feel the same, but at least the person in the bed with them can be in the bed with them. We've had some people with sleep apnea that said they felt a little bit better, you know, and I'm not saying this is a cure for any of this stuff, but hey, if it gets you like 10, 20% better, that's a big win, you know? So that's what I want to tell people. So these are some of the effects. There's a couple of strange effects, which I thought were pretty cool. So this one guy, I made a pillow for him and his wife, and he said he was sweating a lot at night. His head would sweat, and it stopped after he used the pillow. And I thought, why would that happen? So I looked at it, and I realized when you lay in a normal pillow, it mushes up around your head and neck a little bit, sometimes a lot, and that insulates your head. So this one, it's designed to stay firm but not too firm and not mush in when you lay on it, so it keeps your neck and everything straight. But the consequence of that is it's not mushing up around your head and your face and neck and not insulating your head. So a bunch of people said actually it's pretty cool to sleep on, and it doesn't need any special gels or any of that gook to make it a cooling pillow. It would be even better if it did, but it works just, you know, for this simple fact. And then one other anecdote that's interesting is the guy's wife, she said she hadn't had dreams in years, and now she was starting to dream like crazy, and it scared her, and she thought something is wrong. I said, no, I talked to a bunch of sleep scientists, and again, I'm not a doctor or anything, but it probably means that your REM sleep, your dream sleep was disrupted, and now it's not, so you're catching up. So that's, you know, a bunch of stories about what I've heard.
Yeah, and that's ending. And the things remind me is that 10% might not look, it does have effect on your life. If you think about it like in the opposite, then in the long term, that would really affect your health, wealthy habit. If you exercise 10%, that's going to have for time. And that's actually going to change people a habit going forward. So yeah. So I think that realize for time.
Right. Yeah, it's like, you know, like that old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Well, a lot of problems people have, you know, there's no magic pill for it. So you got to go step by step. And if each thing you do helps you 10%, you do three things, well, now you're markedly better. So that's okay.
Right. Exactly. All right, my friend. So we are going to take a super short break right here. Come back. We're going to talk to about the Good Night's Sleep Project and how he decided on materials. All right. So Richard, so you said you had developed because, and your wife said, well, why don't you develop a pillow sleep project? And it's custom measured. It's going. So we talked about how they're not having any coffee. And we talked about, so what I wanted to talk about was how the process of development, you decided to develop the pillow. And then from there, some experts talked to providers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a podcast myself and I use it to learn what I want to learn, you know, in addition to helping listeners. So I've interviewed now probably 120 people in the sleep world. By that time, it was, you know, 70, 80, but I just went crazy and interviewed a ton of people. Also, you know, I do have an office with a few people that work with me, and we had a spare room. So I got a bed and we put it in there, and, you know, I had people lay on the bed and I looked at them. You know, they had clothes on and all that stuff. So it was discreet.
You had a bunch of naked.
Right, exactly, yeah. But I had to look at them and say, all right, What happens when you lay on your side? You know, you don't think about it, but you lay on, your head lays on the pillow, but your arm, your neck lays on your arm. That's how people usually sleep on their side. And then what happens if you lay in that position and you start relaxing your muscles, you roll forward. So I learned all these, it sounds like totally obvious, you know, like you think people would know this, but they don't. But there's a lot that happens when you lay in the bed and sleep. And I thought, all right, well, okay. So a side sleeper, this is what's happening to them. This is what their head's doing. And then I started creating, you know, sample pillows and all that. And what was really cool is we were able to innovate super fast. You know, every day I would make like, you know, quick little pillows of different designs and different things in them and everything and test it. So we spent like, you know, 3 months like testing the hell out of it and got to some designs that were working. And then it was just like super exciting. So that's like some of the work that I went through. researching, learning, literally experimenting, seeing what happens, all that.
Yeah. And to go back to what you said about you don't know what happens, because even when you're doing daily sitting, and so through all these little observations you found out, and then how did you go about picking out the materials? For sure, that was a big factor. Even though you don't use different types of, how did you go about like picking out and narrowing down the sleep project?
Yeah, at the risk of making this sound unsexy, this is a very mechanical solution. So I didn't want to have electronics in the pillow. I didn't want to have, you know, all this stuff in it. Like, so here's the premise I came around to is I realized your throat that you breathe through, you know, your trachea is only 0.6 to 0.8 inches wide. That's it. Not even 1 inch in circumference. And just like you water the garden with a hose, you know, what happens if you squeeze the hose? It goes and the water spurts out. So when you're sleeping, it's very easy for the, you know, for your airway to get impacted by a quarter inch on this side, a quarter inch on that side. And pretty soon, like, there's not much room left for you to breathe. And that's why people snore and get apnea and things like that. You know, it's a major contributor to that. So if you can keep that airway as open as possible when someone's sleeping, like, you can do them a lot of good. You can counteract a lot of problems. That's what, again, a lot of problems in sleeping, that's what's happening. You're not breathing right, and your body's saying, we got to do something. So you may like move around all over the bed. Your body may wake you up and say, breathe. You know, your body, you'll snore because you're trying to get air through. You'll, again, stop breathing and your body will go, and you'll gasp for air. A lot of it is just related to breathing. And, you know, like we all know, you don't breathe, you're dead. So it's simple, but it's super important. So this pillow, like, it's a mechanical fix. There's no electronics in it. There's no magical materials from the mountainside in Kenya. It's just like standard stuff. The real secret of it is the design and how things are put together. So we use, you know, fiber. We use, you know, Egyptian cotton for the outside. We use things like that. We use some foam in it and everything. Again, there's nothing magical at all. But the magic is here. So I'll explain some of it to you. So first of all, the pillow is a wedge. You sleep on a thicker part of it than what's in the other parts. So a normal pillow, you lay on it, your head dents it in, and your neck is at a different angle than when you first looked at it. So this pillow, you're starting out sleeping on the thick part of a wedge. When you put your head on it, now it flattens out to be flat. So your neck is not up or down, it's flat. That's a, you know, a big deal. Another big deal is the customization. So do you have like a tiny head and really wide shoulders? Do you have like a very round head and, you know, small shoulders? Do you have a very narrow head? So there's a lot of measurements involved in getting this mechanical fix right. Because a pillow that works for me is not going to work for you because I'm totally different than you. Everyone's shaped differently. So I had to think about, all right, how do I get someone's measurements, get them in a really easy way, which I'll get into in a second, and make sure that this thing is custom to them. It's like eyeglasses. You know, you go to Walmart, you get those reader glasses off the little stand. That's not going to help you nearly as much as like prescription eyeglasses. Why? Because they're custom to your eyes. So same thing with this pillow. It's custom to the width of your head, the height of your head, the shape of your head, the width of your shoulders, like 14 different measurements on you. So again, it's the engineering of it. It's the precision of it. It's all these things that go into making a mechanical fix so that you'll lay straight and aligned. Your airway is open as maximally as much as it can be. It's not a simple problem at all. So if you want me to, I can take a quick break and then go into you know, how we get the measurements or keep going. It's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask. So Richard, so there's so many, you said shaped different heights and whatnot. Everybody, how go about when your product?
Yeah. So I thought about, all right, what did I go through to get a pillow? So I would go on Amazon and I'd look small, medium, large, firm, soft, et cetera. Okay. But how do I know it's going to work for me? I don't know. It's a guess. Well, look, this pillow has a hump. And all the pillows I've been getting are too flat. Maybe this hump will help me, you know? Or I go to the store. I went to Target and Bed Bath & Beyond and whatever. And, you know, nothing wrong with them. But I go and I look at the pillows and I mush them in my hands. And I'm like, all right, this one I think might work. You know, I don't know. So there's guesswork. That's what the whole industry is like right now. So what I came up with is, all right, I need to make this really easy for someone because no one's going to go, like, get a tailor and a tape measure and measure everything about themselves. How do I do this? So I came up with the idea of using photographs to do it. So I developed an app whereby you take a picture of yourself. You have someone take a picture of you, two pictures, and then we use machine vision, which is AI, to extract your measurements. It'll look at the picture of you, and it'll get the dimensions out, and that's how we get the measurement. And the cool thing about that is not only is it precise, but you can take a picture anywhere. So, like, you know, I'm from New York. I went to visit my parents. My dad's dropped me off at the airport, and we're in the lane where you drop people off. And he's like, hey, you forgot to do my picture for the pillow. I said, I'll do it right now. He's like, I'm going to get hit by a car. I said, oh, stop it. Just come over here on the curb. He stood on the curb. I said, here, hold this. I gave him a Barnes & Noble card, and we used it as a ruler, you know, in the picture. You need to hold something that, like a piece of paper or a phone or something that acts as a ruler. So I gave him a Barnes & Noble card. Here, hold this, Dad. Took a picture. I said, we're all good. Really? Yes, we're all good. Bye, I love you. You know, a week later, I sent him the pillow. It worked. So I get pictures from customers, you know, at home, in the office, you know, things like that. And I wanted to make it, like I said, as easy as humanly possible to do this thing.
Yeah, that's okay to do it. And I know my iPhone, they have, it's not new. It's
going oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that's right. So then a lot of, how many, and I was like, scrapbook, did they had you probably, and that's, and so your app definitely doesn't know how to measure that app. And so, Richard, I'm going to get into your podcast a little bit. Tell more about my friend who's, I didn't know if you let me back up just a second, but not insomnia, different autoimmune. But yeah, I didn't know from my, one of the things I've read that in celiac, and you have arthritis or fibromyalgia, lack of, can be what it can be. So Richard, at your Good Nights Project, how do you find and get one?
Yeah, you go to the website. It's goodnightssleepproject.com. That's the best place to go. Everything's there. Forget about Twitter and social media, whatever crap. Just go there. That's it. Don't you need to.
So it's Good Nights. It's ASS. So it's nightsbproject.com. I'll put in, just scroll down on show and call on that, and you can buy. So Richard, once somebody takes their question about how long.
Yeah, we're getting the process faster and faster. So it should be in your hands within 1 week now. And I'm working to try to get that to, you know, 3 or 4 days if possible.
Great. Oh, and did you want all those special lemon types in travel or no? If you don't have to.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely do that. Yeah. For your listeners. Yeah. We'll do that promo code and they'll get, you know, we'll do 15% off.
Okay. Hold on. Let me ask you the question. And sure. So Richard, you were telling that sold out. So Richard, do you have any specials for my friend who's interested in getting and do you have a show special to offer them?
Yeah. Mostly because your name is so cool. I like the name of Liquidy. No, I'm just kidding. It's to help out your listeners. Seriously. And as a thank you, yeah, they'll get 15% off if they order using the code that you're going to give.
Okay. So my friend, if travel free, when you order from the goodnightsproject.com on buyers today, Richard's offering you is the biggest discount and would say, definitely take it, get you and or the person some better sleep so that you sleep better. Be a seconder. So.
True.
Yeah. So Richard, tell us about, I also want to share your podcast, my friend. So tell us a little bit about your podcast because I got mine or your podcast to talk about how your podcast.
That's right. And if they get referred back to yours, it'll be a never ending loop. They go back and forth.
Between our two podcasts.
Yeah. So we're actually going through a rebrand. So it was called the Future Tech Podcast, but I've been focusing a lot on health. So now we're going to call it the Finding Genius Podcast. So there's two kinds. There's the Finding Genius Podcast Future Tech Edition, and then Finding Genius Podcast Health, Medicine, and Bioscience Edition. So that's the main one.
Yeah, and definitely check out. And Richard's website, we can find your podcast on?
Yeah, it's findinggeniuspodcast.com.
Awesome. And if you go to Richard's findinggeniuspodcast.com, it's below, they have a lot of really great back episodes on health and as well, great expert. So I would definitely checking that out, listening.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring and having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years, and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem, and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer, or perhaps the whole answer, by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice. This is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life.